Commentator Kevin Phillips says President Reagan's beliefs were so strong that they have influenced the way people remember his policies.
One of the things Ronald Reagan managed to do in his last years was to outlive most of his critics, at least in the sense that the old criticisms faded. Reagan, the former actor, became former President Reagan. He will probably be remembered as one of the three or four most effective chief executives of the last 50 years, and perhaps as one of the 10 or 12 most effective going all the way back to 1789. Reagan campaigned for four new directions that appealed to the public. The first was spending more on defense and toughening U.S. foreign policy. The second was restoring a more traditional morality. The third was curbing inflation, and the fourth was cutting income taxes. By succeeding on all four counts, he got his nickname, the Great Communicator, and got his place in history. Some of these policies lost a little, or more than a little, in their implementation. Tax cuts turned into huge budget deficits, and tougher foreign policy spun off the Iran-Contra scandals. When Reagan became president, he said it was morning again in America. But in 1988, when he was about to retire, many were not so sure. Bob Dole, running in the 1988 GOP presidential primaries, said it wasn't morning again, but high noon, because of the challenges America faced in the international economy. This is probably the most important question mark about Reagan's policies and about his success. If the Reagan years do represent the turning of a corner that prolongs U.S. global leadership into the middle of the 21st century, our 40th president will gain laurels as the years go by. But even if the turn corner is an illusion, he will still have something else. The reputation and reasonable success he banked in the early and mid-80s as the great communicator, when he offered a new set of goals and beliefs that a majority of Americans shared.
Those are the comments of Kevin Phillips, whose latest book is American Dynasty, Aristocracy, Fortune, and the Politics of Deceit in the House of Bush.